Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, everybody. It's Spirituality What? It's your favorite Wednesday podcast. I'm Rebecca. We are back with a new episode. Today we are going to talk about massage as spiritual beings. We are going to sit down with my friend, Jake. And this is an interesting episode, right? Massage, I think a lot of times people experience massage mostly in their physical bodies, but it is something that can affect your energetic and spiritual body as well. So we're going to get into those details. I've known Jake, oh my goodness, I want to say for like 5 years. He's a really good friend of the family, and he's a licensed massage therapist. He's been a massage therapist since about 2000, and he uses a combination of soothing energy techniques like Reiki. He uses sound healing, Qigong, all to help you relax, get very deeply into your massage, and access really deep states of being. The slowed rhythms of breath, heart rate, and brainwave patterns that are scientifically proven to be very good for health and well-being. So in this episode, we will talk a little bit about what we call the Jake Kelly massage experience. We're going to really dig into Jake's path to massage therapy, how he got there, how he found massage, how he found Reiki, how he found energy. We're going to talk a little bit about the sound work that Jake does as part of his massage experience. And we're going to get into a little bit of about what myofascial work is. So let's jump right in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Rebecca here on Spirituality What? I am here with my good friend, Jake, and we are going to talk about massages, massage therapy, being a massage therapist. So, Jake, if you could introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Jake Kelly. I am a native of Colorado Springs, and I've been working here as a massage therapist for the better part of 24 years. And massage is a big part of my life. And I think of my spiritual teacher, one of my main spiritual teachers is a Tibetan man named Tenzin Wangyu Rinpoche. And he likes to talk about how when we are introducing ourselves, and say we're on a plane and we introduce ourselves to the person that we've never met that's next to us in the seat, and the inevitable question is, what do you do? Basically, who are you? Yes. By what do you do?
What do you do?
And yeah. and he's the one to introduce the idea a little more deeply to me that maybe we're not just what we do. And so even though I am a massage mm-hmm. therapist with air quotes here,
yeah,
That's not all I am. That's part of what I do, but somehow spirituality weaves in my life, at least, through that, as well as a lot of other aspects of my life.
Awesome. Nice. Well, welcome. We're really excited to have this conversation today. And today I'm going to ask you the same question that I ask all of the interviewees, which is, what does spirituality mean to you?
All right. So spirituality to me is, it's a big question.
It's a very big question.
Right. So, for me, I think of spirituality as kind of what I was saying before, as this blanket of energy that is below the surface of everything that we touch in our lives. And once in a while, mm-hmm. if we're fortunate, we're awake to it, being there.
Okay. Awesome. I like that it is in everything. Mm-hmm. I think for me, so my definition of spirituality, what spirituality was to me, was kind of genuine connection. So connection mm-hmm. with everything, and which has, but like real connection, you know, like real, it's hard, like what does that mean, connection, but mm-hmm. like a deeper level sort of connection with things.
I like that.
I like that. I can't remember who I was talking to recently, but we were talking about spirituality, and I was like, it's just energy. Like, science, energy, spirituality, like, it all just kind of goes together. It's like the fabric that weaves everything together.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Cool. Okay, so let's get back a little bit to sort of this connection of massage in your life and spirituality. So you said you've been into massage for about 24 years. So what got you into massage? What is the backstory there?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting story. So I was a bit of a troubled youth and didn't do well in school.
Okay.
And had a lot of, I don't know, bad times. Okay. In high school, okay. Dropped out, dropped back in,
okay.
Went to different schools, finally got my GED,
mm-hmm.
and went to night school to have credits toward graduating and actually walking with a class that was behind what would have been my normal class. So anyway, all that to say that I wasn't on a good path in my life, and I was really confused, and I was living at home in my early 20s, and one day my mom says to me, as she's headed out the door to work, and I'm coming home. I had a part-time job at UPS at the time.
Okay.
And I was coming in from my early shift at UPS, and she was going out the door, and she said, why don't you, you know, try to do something with your life today?
Hmm.
And she just kind of offhandedly,
woo!
She offhandedly yeah. says, why don't you go to massage school or something? Like, go check this out, because, you know, in our family, we would give back rubs. And she said, you've always been good at, you know, at back rubs, at shoulder rubs. So maybe you could be a massage therapist. And for some reason, maybe another day that wouldn't have stuck.
But
it really hit.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, huh.
Hmm.
So, something about that moment, I was ripe to hearing that, which she had to say, which the universe had to say through her, perhaps.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yep, yeah.
maybe not. I'm not of the belief that everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
I think, like, some dreams mean big things, sure. And some dreams are just dreams.
Sure.
You know, and that kind of life is like that for me too. At least that's how I see it. And that was like a big dream moment where I was like, okay.
There are all those pivotal tipping point moments. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, so I went out and I researched, I made some calls, and I looked at schools that day.
Wow.
And I ended up getting enrolled by the end of the week.
Wow.
Yeah. So it meant something to me.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a pretty big change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what does massage school look like?
Well, in the year 2000.
Long, long ago.
When we were thinking, like, all the computers were going to
crash. Yes,
why
do they? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep.
It was a much different experience probably than it is today.
Yeah.
Education has come a long way, and I think greatly due to information being disseminated a lot more through the internet now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot more access to cool stuff. But back then, it was really, it was much like a pretty fully loaded college course, the one that I took here in Colorado Springs, for 9 months. It was a 9-month course, 1,100 hours to get accredited by the city. It was city licensed at the time. Now it's state licensed, and they've rolled it back to 500 hours, which is kind of a standard.
Okay.
So at that time, school in Colorado Springs for massage was probably one of the better places to receive your education in the States.
Okay.
So I took on this commitment that I never even had ever done anything like that before.
An educational commitment.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like I said, I kind of sucked at school.
Yeah.
So it was a big deal for me to stick with it.
Okay.
There were classes. Okay. So there were basically, I got my certification in 4 different modalities of massage.
Okay.
And it went deep tissue, neuromuscular therapy, it went sports massage and Swedish massage.
Okay.
We're all kind of like different courses along the way. And then there was anatomy and physiology with
along
every
with that,
term
yeah.
as well. And then also we had clinic hours that we had to finish. We had to like go into this, it was a massage clinic at the school there that was supervised.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work.
That is a lot of work. Yeah. Is that normal or is that you have all of these modalities that you do all of these all at once?
For me, it's not really like that anymore.
Okay,
so that was my school experience, yeah, right? Yeah. One of the other things, I'll get back to that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
One of the other things that really was pivotal in that school experience for me, though, I should mention now because we're talking about spirituality, is that one of my teachers was a Reiki practitioner.
Okay.
And I got introduced to the term Reiki. I'd never even heard the word Reiki before.
Okay.
And really, my friend who I went to school with here in Colorado Springs and lives in Japan now and speaks fluent Japanese would say, it's Deiki. Don't say Reiki. Oh. It's Deiki. And I'm like, okay, Deiki. But I say Reiki for just about everybody in America knows the word Reiki now. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Anyway, she had a studio space. I went to see her and she woke me up to this phenomenon that is Reiki. I was laying on her table and I could feel when she had her hands over me, lights in my body. I don't know how to describe
it. Interesting. Okay.
But it felt beneficial, mm-hmm. and I felt very at ease and like, oh yeah, I want to know more about this.
Yeah.
So it woke me up to this idea of energy.
Okay.
Which is synonymous with spirit for me.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that's that. As far as each of the modalities in a massage, I don't do like by the book massage.
Okay. That's just true. It's very true. I will go and say my personal experience, although I love the massages that Jake does. You can get a by the book massage from you if you want.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And some people do.
Yes, exactly. That's what they come for. Exactly. But I would say that is not the experience that I have. Jake offers things like Reiki and sound and all of these other opportunities, sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, they go really well together, right? And so Jake puts all of these together into one kind of massage experience.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I focus on with people, is connecting with the individual, mm-hmm. because as I think of it, everybody has a specific energetic signature and it's mutable and it changes and it flows mm-hmm. and ebbs. And as we're in a room together, even right now, you and I, mm-hmm. We're talking and we're relating to things and we're connecting and it's like our higher selves are dancing.
Yeah.
Totally. And in a bodywork session, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So one person is not going to get the same massage as another person because we're not going to relate the same way.
And even more intimate, maybe, right? Because there is that aspect of, you know, touching and really getting in there. I feel like, especially with Jake, but I would say most really good massage therapists, I feel like they can like look at your body and then poke you and be like, oh, this is where it hurts. And you're like, oh my God. Yes, exactly. You know? And like Jake is exactly like that too. You know, I feel like you barely touch my back and then you're like, oh, is this where it is? And I'm like, oh God, how do you know? Like, how can you tell? Yeah, exactly.
It was talking to me.
Yes. There, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you went to school, you had this sort of formalized training, and part of that training, you were open to Reiki. And I think it's really interesting. I'm thinking in my head, I don't know exactly when it was that I learned about Reiki, but I feel like in the U.S., maybe more specifically, it wasn't very common 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
No, much less so, yeah.
Yeah. So you had this experience with this Reiki teacher. That was during your formal training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you graduated their program. How did you go from formalized training with like just this one little drop of cool, okay, here's this other energy stuff, to the cool experience that you offer now?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, it wasn't something that I meant to do.
Okay.
It wasn't something that just happened overnight, for sure. It's been a process, still processing, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it will till the day I die, and maybe beyond, who knows. But what happened there was, I think my mind got opened to other levels of reality that I kind of already was dabbling in through more westernized spirituality traditions, mm-hmm. like paganism, mm-hmm. Wicca and things like that, which I also had a strong interest in my 20s, kind of right through the same time frame as this. But what that experience with Reiki did was it kind of began to open me to the Eastern traditions, sure. more. And that's something that I had no experience with.
Okay.
And I really gravitated toward, once I started looking into what Reiki was, I started doing some research, because I'm kind of a slow burn kind of person.
Okay.
So when I do something, it takes me a long time to even figure out that I want to do it. And then it takes even longer to do something about that.
Okay.
But once I do it, and once I commit to it, yeah, it's like that becomes me.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. It's like it showed me Taoism. And I was like, oh, cool, what's that? And it showed me Buddhism.
Yeah.
And I was, oh, and every step along this path, I started to see and hear and feel things that were like little bits of me that I didn't know existed were waking up.
Oh, interesting.
And like they'd been here forever. And I just didn't know it. But now that they're here, it's like, oh, what else can we find? And they showed me gifts for my own life and things that I could share with others. And one of the gifts that that this whole process kind of unlocked within me, I don't know if that sounds like the right term for me.
Well, and I just wrote down the word gateway.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, like right. It feels like, based on what you're saying, that it was like a gateway. Like it was an opening. It was an unlocking of just a little smidge of something to kind of
get
the right energy.
Yeah, and then the door cracks open and there's light shining through. Exactly. Yeah, and you get curious.
Right.
And you want to like, can I fit through there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
So what I noticed started happening as I'm starting to do massage more now, and even my career, as I started getting into the professional work of massage, it took off slowly because I didn't know a damn thing about marketing.
Business.
Business was a whole other game, right?
Yeah, totally.
And I had to learn that along the way. And I you know, I've gotten pretty good at balancing what it is to do this kind of intimate, even spiritual work at mm-hmm. times, and make a living at it, which can be a real bugger for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But sound work began to blossom. And
let's talk about that.
And just happen.
So what do you mean when you say sound work? What is, give folks who are listening a little like definition or context.
Okay. So when I would be working with people, not everybody, but certain people, and it feels like there's a certain kind of openness,
okay,
from the person that's on the table or on the chair. Mm-hmm. I was doing a lot of chair massage at the time, and it's like a resonant frequency is how it seems with that part of me, that mm-hmm. that higher self that wants to, you know, do the dance mm-hmm. in me. And that person's like, yeah, something in them is like, yes, let's dance.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so when it felt like that was happening, I would just open my mouth and sounds would start coming out. It sounds really strange. I know. But it was kind of like that Reiki experience where, like, I didn't know what it was, but it felt right.
Sure. Yeah. So you were going... You didn't know how to do what you were doing or why you were doing it exactly, except that it felt like the right thing to do in the moment. And then when you did it, you're like, oh, this actually feels good.
And there's confirmation. Yeah, it was like intuition pushing me. And if I had the courage to answer and like speak in a soul language somehow, what was there from the heart, then it was answered with opening.
Mm-hmm.
On different levels in the other person. So can I just give you like a little example? I love that.
Yes, okay, exactly. Right. Yes.
So, because people are like, okay, what does this mean? Sound work, probably. So a lot of times it would come with touch, but sometimes it would come, you know, not from touch, but just like an area of the body. And I would feel something and all of a sudden be like... Something like that would come out of me.
Oh, goosebumps. Yes. And yes, I have been a recipient of said sound work. And it is very interesting. And I even felt it now. I'm like, I wish there was some sort of like way I could change the camera so that you could like see it. But there's a vibration. Mm-hmm. There's a vibration that goes with that. And it's even stronger when you're touching on your skin.
Right.
It's so cool. Yeah, and it sounds cool, right, guys? I think it sounds really cool anyway. It was really cool to see you do it because I don't usually see you. I'm on the table, right? So I don't usually see you.
Get your eyes closed or something. And the thing about sound work is once I started doing that, I had to chase it down.
Mm.
I had to know more. I started doing this at the Metaphysical Fair in Colorado Springs. I would go twice a year to these metaphysical fairs in Colorado Springs, twice a year in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and set up my little booth and had my chair and would see people and give them little 20-minute chair massage sessions.
Yeah.
And that's where the sound really wanted to come through in that kind of environment that was conducive.
Right. That was like very open and ready for that.
Yeah. And like almost everybody that sat on that chair was ready for something like that. So I got to hone that in a way, but I also got to be around other practitioners. I was up on the stage at the City Auditorium here where the healing center was. And I was next to this lady who became my mentor because we traded and she's like, "You're working with energy.
That's cool.
Do you know what energy is?"
Right.
I'm like, not really.
I just feel it. I'm just into it, but I don't really get it yet. Yeah.
So she took it upon herself to invite me to kind of have a little crash course in energy and show me some things and even go as far as to give me initiations into Reiki and other things, other modalities. So. And then shared all of her books. I loved how this lady, Ginger, she was just this open source,
mm-hmm.
like everything that she had, she just wanted to give it to me.
Cool.
And it wasn't about money.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated that about that whole circumstance, but she helped me grow immeasurably. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my traditional Reiki training or any kind of putting that energy into a form.
Yeah.
And it kind of had to be into a form to find a way to learn more about it so that I could then take the form off and let it be free to grow on its own.
Totally.
I feel like I'm going on and on about this passion.
This is perfect. No, this is great. I love this. And I think that one of the most unique parts, there's quite a few unique parts, and I'm sure we'll get to them, but one of the most unique parts about getting a massage with you is that sound aspect. And I feel like you've hummed before, too.
Yeah.
You've done some humming before, too. But it's like, it's just hard to explain. You can literally feel the vibrations in your body. Like, there's no other way to explain it. Like, it's like cutting through something. It's getting to somewhere that, like, your physical hands can't really get to. It's getting deeper. I don't know, but you can feel a difference.
Yeah. No, the way that I think about it and explain it to people... especially if there's somebody on the table that has never experienced this before and maybe it's a little weird or like, what is this?
I've never
had anybody do that. I say that this is like massage only without touch so much. And it goes to places where I can't touch.
Right, exactly.
And it kind of connects more.
Exactly.
And the experience is really the only thing that can explain it.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because words can't do it.
Exactly. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you've got regular like hand touch massage. You've got the sound work.
Sure.
You have this cool mentor. So how did you get to light language?
Light language. Now that's an interesting idea. Yeah. So I think that's not separate from the sounds that were bubbling up to begin with.
It's just more conformed.
Yeah, it's somehow got to a place where it could express more intricately.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through stages to ready myself for that to come through, is what it feels like. To be able, part of that was to have the courage to allow.
It's a super, super vulnerable. Like you are, when you are doing any of these parts of this experience that are above and beyond just like the regular touch of massage, for me, it's a very vulnerable experience for both, for you especially, also for the person on the table, but definitely for you. There's a lot of trust.
Sure.
There's a lot of trust there.
Yeah. Well, and at first, it was not pretty. Like there were some times where I would be learning some things like Jonathan Goldman's vowel sounds, for instance, which I love. And okay. Jonathan Goldman is also a mentor of mine, a sound healer from way back, and he's like rooted in Boulder. But his book introduced me some ideas before I got a chance to meet him later on, and it was like I would try to like put these concepts into practice in the session before I had practiced them enough, probably on my own. And it was a little awkward. And you could feel that. And the person on the table could feel it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there wasn't that confidence comes with experience. And so that's when things can get a little shaky.
Yeah.
It's like when you're trying out new things, but you have to do it to do
you
it.
You have to do it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what other unique things do you offer in your massage experiences currently?
Well, in recent years, everything changed so much during COVID times. It feels like 3 years just disappeared. So maybe it's not as recent as I think it is. About 10 years ago, I really started getting interested in myofascial work.
Yes. So what does that mean?
So myofascia is just a fancy way to talk about connective tissue.
Okay.
Myo means muscle. If you've ever seen like a steak, right, from the butcher, and it's raw, and you lay it out, you're going to throw it on the grill or something, and you see the white stuff and you see the red stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The red is obviously the meat. That's the muscle tissue. The white is fascia.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be fat in there. There's also going to be maybe sometimes connective tissue, you know, that is not fascia. But it is what we call the extracellular matrix of the body. And it is everywhere from your vital organs to your bones. And it's interconnected through everything.
It's like around everything, right?
And kind of through it too. Yeah.
Is it like the silver on like roast beef?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what does myofascial work mean?
So myofascial work means, well, basically anymore, I think of it as you can't touch a body or move a body without touching or moving myofascia because it's everywhere.
Yeah, totally.
But it's all about intention, about maybe trying to get a pattern of movement through a chain of, say, the arm, chain of joints.
Okay.
That's how I think of it, is like I'll pull on somebody's arm and I'll feel like it's constricted there and there and there. And then I'll work in different ways, twisting around the elbow, around the wrist, and maybe up here at the shoulder a little bit to get these points on lines that are all connected all the way down to open up and the range of motion frees up, vascular movement frees up, neural movement frees up. All sorts of things can be benefited from this kind of work.
That is a wrap for part one of the Jake Kelly Massage Experience as Spiritual Beings. Please join us for part two next Wednesday. See y'all next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact. Tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.